Blog Talk Radio.
This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, open mic, and welcome. The program where can be any subject you want. You got to keep it clean. Yes, 114,000 last count, people listening. And we're growing and moving forward. One of the highlights of Inner Sight is trying now to organize this demonstration for next September to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, therefore eliminating nursing homes, therefore protecting people from going into them. They're not there, you can't go into them. Now, what we need, excuse me, for anyone who would like to help, we're going to need help on two fronts. One would be the physical front of the demonstration, which will be September 17th, Saturday, from 11 to 2, and we haven't picked a location yet, so... Preferably New York, you know, but we'll see. But help on two fronts. One, of course, the physical front, as many demonstrators as we can get. And the other, where we're hoping to get thousands of people to back us up on the online, you know, send out messages, contact the media, remind everyone, keep a vigil with the demonstration and keep the solution in front of the world. Contact your congressmen, politicians, tell them what needs to be done. Don't ask them, tell them. So we're hoping to get the support of the disabled community. That would be a big plus and a big help. Of course, relatives and friends and anybody who believes in freedom and justice and that people should not be locked away in nursing homes and all their resources taken. So that's one of our big up-and-coming goals for September. And of course the key is to get the support of the disabled community and friends and people who care about what's going on. And we're hoping to attract a politician or politicians who see, excuse me, who understand and who can grasp the change that has to take place here. Because people are absolutely disgusted and fed up with these nursing homes. I was talking to a woman today who... works for the local independent living out here, and she totally agrees that accessible housing would be perfect because it helps everybody. So join with us, put it on your calendar, and plan to either try to come to the demonstration or be at your computer from 11 to 2 on that Saturday and help us spread the word, you know, help us get it out to the media and all that. All right, Inner Sight around the world. and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. And by the way, we don't have the phones open yet, so if you're trying to dial in, we're sorry about that. Big East Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. And I want to thank the rescue for all the food that they sent my guide dog and greatly appreciate it. And the ARC Natural that helps her with her joints. All right, Joanne Diamond and the gang out there and down there in South Jersey. Thank you very much. Inner Sight. Excuse me. These stupid allergies. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Anthony Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Where you can buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy over there in Islip, New York. And all the beautiful children of the world. Don't forget about the beautiful children. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of the youngsters who have passed on. We remember them. We cherish their memories. And go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. And we remind you. And by the way, I've been getting a lot of text messages. I can't read them. If you're listening to the show and you've been sending me text messages, I cannot read text messages. So you need me, or you want to speak to me, call the Inner Sight number and leave a message. Leave a phone number and I'll call you back. So I don't know who's texting me a lot, but it doesn't mean a thing to me. All right, Inner Sight around the world, open mic. Thank the Suffolk Bus Co-op. We thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Need any good, need any info on the disabled, or legislation, or advocacy, Social Security, anything of that nature, dial them up, 631-880-7929 on the SILO, this show on the Inner Sight, open mic. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. If you need to reach us or leave a message. Yes, around the world, open mic, Inner Sight, and we're going to try to get the phones open. You know, we don't have control of that. By the way, we're working on a system where yours truly will be able to man the phones. All right? So bear with us. It's going to be at least another month or so or more before we will have that at our disposal. But once we get that, I can assure you that, God willing, of course, phones will be operated at every show. So bear with us. Everything changes, and we're working on that change. We're determined to do it. Open mic, and you know, heard a very interesting item on the news today. how China had a meeting with the United States, and they discussed, of course, you know, the economy and all that, and the conflict in Ukraine and all that stuff that's going on. And it looks like China decided they're not going to back Russia, and they're not going to stop trading with the United States or Russia. So, in a sense, I could say, I guess you would say, I'm not a politician, and I just use common sense, you know. But I guess you would say that that's good for us, you know, because they're still going to trade with us. And the whole point is they don't want to be sanctioned by the United States. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, all these things are subject to change, by the way. We all know that. Today's one way, tomorrow could be another way. I also heard, and I haven't been able to confirm this with the NBC news that I listen to. Well, I just get the headlines, you know. But I heard that the Ukrainian president offered all the Russian soldiers amnesty if they surrender. You know, that they'll be forgiven and it won't be held against them and so on and so forth. So if that's true, you got to commend that guy for that, you know, that he is trying to do the right thing, care about the people. The other guy on the other side ought to take a lesson from him and do the right thing. So, you know, that's where it really starts. If you have a conflict and differences and all that and you want to peacefully resolve it, you got to start someplace. And to me, my way of thinking, that's a definite start, to offer people forgiveness and all that. So time will tell. I mean, what's going to happen? We certainly hope it goes in the right direction. Inner Sight, open mic, 8:13. Looks like it's going to be a one-man shot tonight on the open mic. I don't know what happened to our engineer, but, you know, you never know these days what's going to happen. But here we are, open mic. Let's see. Tomorrow night on Inner Sight is our nursing home program. And as you heard me say at the outset, planning that demonstration September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, location to be announced, with the one message that we want to get across: turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, therefore eliminating them and turning them into something good for everybody's use, and enabling, keeping people safe in their own home. Now, you know, the whole thing behind this is that the money to do this is there, you know, $196 billion. I mean, poured into these nursing facilities. So that money needs to be rerouted to help people remain in their own home. And of course, more money can be brought in if you mandate the agencies to start raising money to help that toward that end. That's what needs to be done. Politicians want to save money. You know, you have the conservative type in Washington. They want to save money. Here's a great way to do it. And if you're keeping people safe in their own home and giving them what they need, everybody wins. You know, the friends and the families win. Everybody. So we got to try to reach out to some of these politicians who are up for election this coming November and see if we can get their support. But first, we got to get the support of the disabled community. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and I heard yesterday that the baseball season is going to be starting next month. They still have some differences, but the Players Association evidently solved the main problem so they can get opening day in. I don't know when opening day is. Usually the middle of April. But I believe that a lot of people will be happy to get out and see a ball game, you know. I mean, I'm not a big fan anymore. I used to be. But there are a lot of people who miss ball. Play ball, you know. The whole thing. So that's sounds like a move in the right direction. And I heard the basketball is coming back. You know. A lot of basketball fans out there who will be pumped up about that. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. If you want to comment, and we'll try to retrieve it and paraphrase it tomorrow night. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number because we don't have the phones on. This is the one-man open mic. We apologize for that. And as I said earlier, we're working on a system where yours truly will supervise the phones. And we'll have a much better chance of keeping them open. So bear with us. Within a sight, it's worth it. It's worth it bearing with us. Because you won't hear these kind of programs in any other places, any other agencies. You know, we're only right here. And I'd like to take the time, and because we're gonna turn it into a brochure eventually, but I'd like to take the time and go over our 4-point goals for Inner Sight now that we have evolved to. And number one is the Americans with Disability Act. The anniversary is coming up in a few months. Americans with Disability Act. What we need on that is strict enforcement and amendments to that effect. You know, people should not be allowed to get away with excluding individuals from regular daily activity. And by that, I mean, you know, a person rolling down the street in a wheelchair, come to a building or a house or whatever it is, a store, and it's, you know, tremendous steps there and no way to get in and no lift and no kind of equipment to get you in. and no enforcement and no money to make it happen. So you need strict enforcement on the ADA, and it should be amended to include other things, nursing homes. You know, sure, the best thing is to get rid of the nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing, and that's one of our biggest goals, and we're working on that. But in the meantime, there should be a law, and the ADA should carry that law, whereby a person can go to court, if need be, and claim hardship on their disability money and their pension and say, look, I have other obligations. Maybe they have a disabled grandson or child or that they're helping, you know. I can't give you all this money every month. You know, I can only pay you $20 a month. Now, here again, the agencies should be helping the person pay the bill at the nursing home. They should be mandated to raise money for that if a person has to be in there. So that's the ADA. It has to be amended and strengthened with strict enforcement. That's what we need, even to the point where we're declared criminal to interfere with a disabled person's life, like denying somebody the right to be in a place with a guide dog, you know, blocking their safety and their vision. That should be definitely a criminal act. That's number one, the ADA, definitely. Number two on the list would be the service dog schools. You know, you heard us call for it last night that there should be a law to protect people denied guide dogs. There should be a law that announces to you or lets you know when you're on a waiting list for a service dog, what's going on? Is the dog being trained? Has the money been raised? How much money has been raised? You know, can I witness the training? You know, take a walk with the trainer? You know, all that kind of stuff should be legislated and regulated and licensed with the schools, because it's somebody's life that you're dealing with. So that's the second, that's the second point. We have a petition of almost 80,000 names. You go to change.org, you could sign that petition, read it, sign it. And, you know, just like people's safety is legislated and protected, and so it should be when a person is in need of a service dog, because that's somebody's safety. And it protects the dog, it protects the school, it protects everybody when the law is in the right form, you know. It's not one-sided. Right now it is. You know, the school has all kinds of protection. They have the money, they have the dogs, they have the tax exemption. What do we have on our side that ensures us that we're going to get a guide dog when we apply for one? We got to balance the scale. I mean, this is horrible, the way people are treated with safety. Nobody has to be treated that way with their safety in this country. There's laws to protect people. Nobody could interfere with somebody's safety and get away with it. They'd be in trouble. They'd have to answer to the law. So that's the second item that we're going to put into the brochure. Number three would be very important, the disability money, be SSI or SSA, whatever it is. If you get money from the government because you're disabled, that money should be yours for as long as you're disabled. Nobody should have the right to take that money away from you or tamper with it. And we strongly believe that, because that's one reason why many of us who are disabled cannot move forward, because you're violating that recertification and all that stuff. You know, nobody should have to go through that. We didn't ask to be disabled. And in many, many instances, the government has contributed to our being disabled. How many people became disabled in the hospitals or in accidents that where the government was at fault and all that? So that's a very important issue, and that would require a lobby in Washington and even hearings in Washington with people who could then give their opinion, you know. And, of course, that would work also for people in the nursing homes who would be able to keep most of their disability check instead of having to turn it over. Now, here again, on all these issues, the government eventually would be, filtered out. The cost would go down because the agencies would be mandated to raise money to contribute to these things. It's going to take years to put this into practice if we, get the right people who understand what we're trying to do. So we need mandates from politicians, and we need the support of people who believe in improvement and in changing the way things are done and giving people a better chance to live their lives. Let's see. Number four, of course, would be the nursing homes, which we believe should be turned into accessible housing, and therefore eliminating the need for nursing homes and eliminating the fear that this nursing home is hanging over your head. You know, that if you fall into a particular criteria, the state is going to try to put you into a nursing home. And most of the time, they're going to win, because most of the time, the individual doesn't have the money to fight them and to stay out of the nursing home. That's what it takes. See, if the money were there, it'd be a whole different story. Because then you could find the help you need. So that's the fourth item for the brochure that we're contemplating. And inner sight is determined to do it. The last time we did a brochure, it was for the service dog wedding, which was, 5 years ago, 6 years ago? And, you know, that came out pretty good, but that was only on service dogs. So this is going to be a more complete type of writing that covers just about the whole spectrum of the disabled. And we'll keep you posted on that. Inner Sight. All right. Sorry about the phones not being on. As I said earlier, we're working on a system that yours truly will be able to operate, and therefore have a much better system to keep the phones open. All right, so bear with us. It'll be at least a couple of months before we get it in place. Inner Sight Television, tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. 11 o'clock tomorrow night, reruns. They got us on reruns. And let's see, Thursday night, Channel 20. Now, I'm not sure, but I think they discontinued the show. The program used to be all over Long Island, New York. But because of the shutdown of the studio, they may have limited the showing of our program. I'm trying to get the information on that. So if you can't get it, for instance, in Nassau County, local, if you're out here, it's probably because of the stupid pandemic and that they closed the studio, and they probably have less people to man the studios. So that's why the show is not on some of the locations. But we're going to check further into that and find out what's going on. But normally it's 7:30, Thursday night, Channel 20, Inner Sight. And this is open mic, the one-man open mic tonight. And, you know, I tell you, something that really bothers me and probably many other people, they want to create these cars that don't have drivers. You know, to me, that's one of the most scary things in the world. You know, now I have a guide dog, but when I'm walking down the street and where I live, they allow cars to come in and out from these shopping centers, you know. And I think that's a very, very bad thing to do, because the vehicles have to go right over the sidewalk where people are walking. You know, everything is made in connection with money. So having a vehicle without a driver, you know, especially in that kind of situation, to me is a thousand times worse. Now, when I'm walking with my guide dog, and of course I follow her, she sees it all. But if a car is standing still or even moving slightly on the sidewalk, most likely, if it's moving, somebody's in there. But if it's standing still, I can't tell if somebody's in that car or not. So I naturally, of course, rely on my dog, because she can see if there's somebody in there or not. And dogs are very, very perceptive. You know, they pick up body language and everything else. And that's where, your safety comes in when you're holding onto that harness, or even when you're holding onto the leash. But I think this driverless stuff is ridiculous. They're going to have cars that don't have drivers and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I can just imagine, you know, the mishaps, the accidents, and all that. And like somebody said to me, which is may sound far-fetched, but I think it's true, you know, that if someone is in a car and there's no driver and the computer is driving the car, what's to stop someone at some location, even thousands of miles away, to program that car, you know, and steer it off the road? I mean, that's crazy, you know. You don't have control of it. Person with a computer who can figure that out could very well do that. So there you have another possibility of danger, you know, with these so-called technology advancement, or whatever you want to call it. Inner Sight, hey, you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And sometimes he's able to help with veterinarian services. Give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have a problem getting the food, give Gary a call at Nobody Starves on Long Island. Again, 631-484-3085. All right? And tell him you heard about it on Inner Sight. I want to thank Della, who sent us an email, and she has some equipment. It is used, so I don't know what the exact condition is, but she said her dad used it. She has a walker, a bed rail, and a shower bench. If anybody is in need of any of these items, contact Inner Sight. You know, 631-224-3090, and we'll try to hook you up. And she said local, because she's on Long Island. And she, locally, she would put it in her car and bring it to you. So that was very nice of her. Again, it's a shower bench, a bed rail, and a walker. Okay? So if you're in need or you know of anyone, Inner Sight at pmpmail.com. That's our email. No attachments. Inner Sight at pmpmail.com. Or you can call us 631-224-3090. Leave your number when you call, and we'll get back to you. All right, open mic. The one-man job. And, you know, so many things going on. It's like I always say, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and it's so true. That's why you got to be prepared, see. 8:40, by the way, New York. And then that's why Thursday night show is very important. Title, Come Disabled Tomorrow. Will you have everything you need for your life? Excuse me. That's Thursday night show. You know. And you know, these agencies, they like when people are disabled. Look at all the money they make on it. You know, they really eat that up. They love it. And the government puts more money. I mean, look at this business with the nursing home, $196 billion. That's insane. So join us, be with us Thursday night for that show, and I'm sure that a lot of people think about that, even though they don't want to admit that they think about it. But you never know what tomorrow's going to bring, especially with this conflict going on now. You're going to have more disabled people. People who are going to have to struggle to be equal. Now, the other thing I heard, I don't know, last week, a couple of weeks ago, the World Health Organization, I don't have too much faith in them, but once in a while I think they come out with a common sense statement. The World Health Organization made a statement that by Russia establishing or starting this conflict is helping to spread the virus. Now, observation, all right? China says they got another lockdown coming up, that the virus has gotten worse again over there in China, right? Now, does that mean that the Russians are responsible for that? Remember, World Health Organization made that statement. Conflict has encouraged and made the virus worse. And now China has a lockdown. What's the answer to that? I've heard nothing further about it. But if it's true that these Russian leaders have contributed to this virus by this conflict, you know, sounds like to me another international criminal act to prosecute them for. Time will tell. And a lot of people are going to go to hell. Inner Sight, apologize, no phones. Dial in the Inner Sight number. Make a comment if you want. 631-224-3090. I did get a couple of beeps, so I'll be checking to see if we have any comments on the show. Open mic. And I want to thank all our friends for helping us keep this show on the air. You know, we have some friends who contribute, who wish to remain anonymous, and some who once in a while will call in, others who will just, you know, make a donation and all that. And we have many a times, by the way, when we're able to reach out to disabled people, and even, and of course I'm not going to mention any names and all that, but we have gone so far as to even help them financially, thus setting the example for these agencies. You know, these agencies don't do a damn thing for the disabled. I mean, all they do is mostly paperwork to make sure that the money comes to them. What about some money going to the disabled person? know, who's trying to make it through the month, you know, struggling and all that. Agencies don't look at that. They don't come together in a meeting and say, "Oh, how many people you got on your roster, Joan or whatever the social worker's name is." Well, I want you to call all those people and see how they're doing. Let's see if we can. We have $10,000, you know, that we've raised. Let's see how many if we can help some people a little bit. They don't do that. And yet they'll use all those people to make sure the damn money is there and to make sure that their salary is paid. Boy, that should be against the law to operate an agency like that. That is really, you see, there's another area where the ADA doesn't protect people. You know, the ADA should have had a clause in there, and you must contact the disabled person every month, or, you know, find out if they need any financial help. I mean, you know, you're not going to make them a millionaire. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about simple things. $50, maybe $100, maybe $200. You know, the ADA should have insisted upon that. So there you have another need for an amendment, that these agencies aren't reaching out to see, you know, what's going on, if the person needs assistance, or, you know, what, even with the home health aides, you know. Would you like to give your home health aide a gratuity? You know, we can give her $25, $30 or whatever it may be, you know. Something like that. That would improve everything. There's a thing called morale, you know. What is the morale in general of the disabled population? Excuse me. You know, you never hear about that. So we want to see big changes in these things. That's why we mentioned the 4 points. We're going to put them in a brochure. That's why the demonstration, we're going to try to pull it off for September. We got to get the support of the disabled community. Do people really want to not go to nursing homes? There's the answer. Make it so they're not there. Isn't that the answer? What other answer is there? No other answer would work, because they'll still be there. Who was it? Somebody told me today. A guy was on YouTube or something, and he said he just got out of the nursing home. He says, "I'm never going back there." You know. Now we all know that's an emotional reaction. Of course, he doesn't want to go back there, but the damn places are still there. Where's he going to go if the courts force him in there? You know? How's he going to stay in it? My response was, yeah, well, how's he going to stay in his own home if he hadn't got the money to support that environment and situation? You know? None of these programs are going to make it so he never goes into the nursing home. We already tried that. The co-host, Suzanne, on this show, I told her, I said, get a written guarantee from this program. She applied for one of the programs to keep out of the nursing home. I said, I know you'll never get it, but ask them. I want the world to hear that we tried to get it. Get a written guarantee that the money that they're going to spend on you, tell them you want that money put into an account under your name with a stipulation. This money is to keep so-and-so out of a nursing home. See? If we were able to get that, now, you know, I don't know how much money is involved. I don't think it's not a lot. Maybe it's $20,000, right? If we were able to get that, we could use that money to keep her out of the damn nursing home by doing fundraising and adding to the damn thing and everything else. Promoting this idea, turn them into accessible housing. But you know what they said? Oh, we can't do that. Of course they can't do that. Because they don't run the show. Well, we run this show. And we're telling you that that must be done. It should be done. That these programs to keep people out of nursing homes are not effective. For the very damn-ass reason that they do nothing to get rid of the nursing homes. Doesn't mean a damn thing. Because if you can get 500 people out, 5,000 go in, and so on and so forth. And how many of those people that you get out have gone back in? Happens every day of the week. Why do they go back in? Because the place is there, and they don't have the money to stay in their own home. Simple deduction, my dear Watson. So there you have it. On this open mic, and we apologize that you can't call in. Just to remind you, we're working on a system that yours truly will be able to operate, and we'll have a much better chance of keeping the phones open. In the meantime, we remind you to join us tomorrow night for our nursing home show. By the way, we're brought to you by Able News, the paper on and about the disabled. They've been around for 30 years. My good friend Angela Melanie, and they got a calendar of events, personal column, articles on various by various experts, and sometimes they even have accessible vans in there you could buy. Yeah, go fight the agency for the money. Good luck. Call in a site. Maybe we could help you raise some of it. Anyway, we thank them for the ad in a site, Freedom Program. Able News. You get a free subscription online with Able News. All right, I want to say hello to my dear, dear friend Michelle Charlesworth, ABC Eyewitness News, and her family. And her husband, Steve, and the whole gang over there. Thank you for all you've done for Inner Sight. We go way back. And I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot more before it's all over. 856 New York, Inner Sight. And this has been the open mic. I got to apologize to Louie because I know he tries to call in, but couldn't get the phones going. But we'll get Louie, I'm sure, tomorrow night or Thursday. Thursday's show, be with us. If you become disabled tomorrow, will you have everything you need to live your life? Thursday's show. All right. So join us, and we'll tell you how that should evolve and how that should change and how the agencies should play a major role in that. All right. See, in addition to getting money from the federal government, these agencies should be mandated to raise money to help the individual. That way they would make more. You see? See how that would work? That would work. You know, but you can't call them up and say, hey, I need $10,000 or I need a new wheelchair or, you know, help me raise it, you know? You know, the complications with Medicaid and all that, Medicare and, you know, happens all the time. And then you don't get the equipment you need because they won't pay for it. Yeah, world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live on Inner Sight. Excuse me, with the nursing home program. All right. So we're here. We're going to keep telling it like it is until it changes, until it becomes the way it should be. Nothing will ever be perfect, but believe me, it could be a lot better than it is. Our hearts go out to all those with that crazy conflict, men, women, children on both sides. Thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Thank you for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Until then, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight. Give us more. We want more. More. Inner Sight. Sight. Inner Sight. Inner Sight.